Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Mem Vav. We are going to pick up on Daf Mem Hayam and Beis at the two dots. I apologize for missing the past few days, but it was for good reasons. I was in Eretz Yisrael. It's good to be back. So today, today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, Neshama Shav, and Aliyah. So what we're going to talk about today is when the Zika that is created between the Lechem and the Behemos of different carbonos. To what extent is there a deep connection between the two that if you don't have one, you don't have the other either? So the Gemara is going to talk about how Shechita creates a Zika between the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres, which would mean that if one of them is ruined, then the other one is also ruined. So the Gemara is going to raise a suffix whether Tenufa also creates a Zika between the Lechem and the Kvasim. Then the Gemara is going to talk about by Karban Toda that the Shechita does not create a Zika between the breads and the Behema, and if breads are ruined after the Shechita, it will you still bring the Behema, and the Behema just turns into a Shlamin. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about, wait a second, if Tenufa does not make a Zika, and you waved the bread, and you lost them, so then we have a suffix whether the new breads are going to need new waving, if you assume that the Lechem is the Iker. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the reason that only Kvasim are connected to the Shtei Alechem and not the other Karbanos Hayom. Meaning we talk about the Kivsei Atzeres that go along with the Shtei Alechem. Kivsei Atzeres are not the only Karbanos you bring on Atzeres. You bring lots of other Karbanos on Shavuos as well. So why is it only the Kivsei Atzeres that are connected to the Shtei Alechem and not the other Karbanos as well? Then the Gemara is going to tell us that according to Rabbi Akiva, that breads can be brought without the Kvasim. We don't eat them. They could be brought. We don't eat them, though, but rather we burn them. We wait for Uvar Tzurasan, and we burn them. And the Gemara is going to discuss that idea that we don't eat them. Is that a din midrabanan, or is that a din midaraisa? Meaning, do we assume that midaraisa, you can eat those breads that are brought without kvasim, and for some reason they made a gzera midrabanan not to? Or midaraisa, you're not allowed to eat them. Midaraisa, they're obligated to be burned. That is a discussion we're going to have at the end of Amud Beis. So let's begin again. We're at the last line of the page on Daf Mem Hayam Beis at the two dots. It's Kedai though before we begin that to remind ourselves of the machlokas that we are referring to. So it was a Mishnah in yesterday's Daf. The Mishnah had said on Mem Hayam Beis, we'll read it. Might as well read it inside that Hapar ve'elim va'kvasim va'si'ir ein ma'akvin es halechem. That all the different karbanos of Shavuos, the par that you bring and the two elim and the seven kvasim that are brought as a karban ola and the seir that's brought as a chatas, none of them are ma'akev the shtei alechem. Even if you don't have the par and the shnei elim and the shavu kvasim and the seir, still bring the shtei alechem. V'lo alechem akvan. And if you don't have the lechem, you still bring those animals. They're not ma'akev each other. However, says Rabbi Akiva, lechem ma'akev es hakvasim, the lechem that's brought, the shtei lechem and shavuos, is ma'akev the kvasim. If you don't have the lechem, you don't bring those kivsei atzeres, but vein hakvasim ma'akvin es alechem. If you don't have the kvasim, you still do bring the lechem. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shum Benanas. Benanas says, Loki, no, just the opposite. El hakvasim ma'akvin es alechem. The kvasim are ma'akev the lechem. If you don't have the lechem, do not... If you don't have the kvasim, rather, you do not bring the lechem. But even though, if you don't have the lechem, you bring the kivsei atzeres. So that's and Benana says, and it has to be that way because in the midbar when we were there for 40 years, we brought the kvasim without having any lechem. So now picking up on that machlokas about this relationship between the kivsei atzeres and the lechem, which is ma'akev which? Which one, if you don't have, does it mean that you don't bring the other one? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Kalmodim, both Rabbi Akiva who holds that the kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem, and Ben Nanas who holds that the lechem is not ma'akev the kvasim, are moda shim huskuku zelazeh, that if somehow you generated a zika between the two of them, you joined them together in some way, in a more impactful way, that then shima'akvin zeh, that once you generate that zika, now if you lose one of them, the other one becomes possible and you have to burn it. You don't bring the Shtei Alechem alone. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't bring the Kvasim alone. Even according to Ben Nanas, once you created this sense of Zika. And according to Ben Nanas, the Karanora points out, even if you lose the Kvasim, there's a Chiddush in the fact that the Shechita makes the Zika in the sense that you don't bring the Alechem with other Kvasim. Vezu Zika Shalen, what creates that Zika? What makes them connected with one another? Shechita. It's the Shechita that does it. That if you add the Shtei Alechem at the time that you did the Shechita on the Kvasim, so now that creates that Zika, creates that connectedness between the Shtei Alechem and the Kvasim. And if you subsequently lose the Lechem or the Kvasim, the other one is pasul and is burnt because it's ruined by the ruination of its partner. Meaning that's the assumption. Amar Ula Bo B'Marava, they raise the following Shaila in Eretz Yisrael, Tenufa Osazika or Eina Osazika. You said that Shechita creates a Zika. What about the waving of the Kvasim and the Shtei Alechem prior to the Shechita? Meaning there is a halacha that the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres are waved together. It's a Mishnah and Daf Samach Aleph, and the waving of them together obviously happens before the Shechita. Maybe not obviously, but it's while the animals are still alive that you do this tenufa. It's not after you shechted the animals. So is that also something that's going to create a Zika? That the tenufa makes them considered a single unit, and therefore if one of them is lost, the other one is ruined? Oh, you know, it's a Zika. Or does doing the tenufa alone not create that connectivity between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem? So Pshot Lemid Rabbi Yochanan. So says, well, I know the answer to that. We can answer that based on what Rabbi Yochanan says. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Shechita Osazika. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's only when you do the Shechita that the Zika is created. Mechal, Tznufeno Osazika. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? That up until that point, there was no Zika, and Tznufa happens before. So if, it's obviously telling you that the Tznufa did not generate the Zika. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Gufa, coming by. Now, Rabbi Yochanan himself was Mesupak. Within Rabbi Yochanan, they were Mesupak, meaning they weren't sure what Rabbi Yochanan meant when he said that the Shechita creates the Zika. Was it that Mifshat Pshita le Rabbi Yochanan, the Shechita is the Zika, Tznufa Eino is the Zika? Was Rabbi Yochanan saying with confidence that there is no Zika until the Shechita, and then once you have the Shechita, that creates the connection between the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres? Odilma, or maybe what Rabbi Yochanan meant was Shechita Pshitale. By the time you do Shechita, then I'm sure that there's Zika. I'm just not sure if maybe there's already Zika before that. Tenufa Mesafkale. Maybe already at Tenufa there's a Zika. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, by Shechita, by the time you do Shechita, now that you've done Shechita, that's for sure. Now I know that there's a Zika. But maybe there's a Zika beforehand as well. Maybe there's a Zika already at the Tenufa. So take the Gemara is not able to resolve that suffix. So the Gemara asks, Amar le Rabbi Yehuda bar Chanina le Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, that how could they be unsure whether Tenufa creates Zika? V'kiksiv, when the Pasuk says, talks about doing the Tenufa, it's Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKohen. When it says Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKohen, it says Basar Tenufa Ksiv. It's after it tells us about the Tenufa. And it's the word Yehiyu that teaches us that they're Ma'akev one another. So the word Yehiyu, which tells us that there is this link and there's this binding of these two elements of the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres comes in a pasuk that already previously mentions Tenufa. So Upligi Benanas Rabbi Akiva, and nevertheless there's still a machlokas if the word between Benanas Rabbi Akiva, if from the word Yiyu we learn that Lechem is Ma'akev or that the Kvasim are Ma'akev, meaning that even after the Tenufa there's no Zika yet. Meaning, I said it wrong. Not that EU teaches us the Zika. EU teaches us either Shitas Rabbi Akiva or Shitas Ben Nanas. When we talk about creating a Zika, we're saying that everybody agrees by then there's for sure a Zika. But EU, where we have this machlokas between Ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva, is after the Tenufa. But if Tenufa already generated a Zika, you don't have room for a machlokas Ben Nanas and Rabbi Akiva. So says Mar'ul Taimech, according to you, that the pasuk is Daf dafka, that's in that order, and that since the word Yehiyu comes up after the tenufa, the limud that the lechem or the kvasim are ma'akev is only after the tenufa. Well, I'll ask you a different question. The word Yehiyu, basar tenufa, velo basar shchita, does the word Yehiyu appear after we talk about the tenufa, not after we talk about the shchita? No, it's after we talk about the shchita as well, because the word Yehiyu is Yehiyu Lashem Lakohen, and the Kohen only gets his portion after the Shechita, not before the Shechita. So after the Shechita, we know that there's no Machlokas Ben Anas Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Yochanan was certain about, that once you have the Shechita, for sure there's a Zika created. So how are you going to touch up the Pasuk now? You're going to tell me Yehiyu, which is the basis of Machlokas Ben Anas Rabbi Akiva, has to be before the Shechita, because by the time when Shechita happens, that creates a Zika. Well, then how come the word Yehiyu appears after the Shechita? So what do you have to say? That even though the word Yehiyu, in the way it's arranged in the Pasuk, it appears after the Shechita, it's being malamed that something is ma'akev the other only prior to the Shechita. That either the kvasim are ma'akev or the lechem is ma'akev, whichever Shechita you hold, Ben Anas Rabbi Akiva, only prior to the Shechita. And in Achinami, once you have a Shechita, then there's an absolute Zika. Umay Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKohen. And what does it mean when it says Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKohen? The Kohen doesn't get a chelik of it before the Shechita. So it means that even though there was not yet a Shechita, but it's davar shesofa l'kohen. It's speaking prospectively. It's saying kodesh yu l'kohen on the thing that one day will go to the kohen, that at some point will go to the kohen. So as far as the kasha about tenufa, we could say the same thing, that davar shesofa l'kohen, that really we're not sure whether tenufa is osazika or not. And don't ask, but the word yu appears after the tenufa, because the word yu teaches us that one is ma'akev the other prior to the tenufa, and that's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Ben Anas. Which one is ma'akev? Is ma'akev which? Is it the lechem that's ma'akev, or is it the kvasim that's ma'akev? And when it says Yehiyu LaShem LaKohen, it means that which will ultimately go to the kohen after the shechita. So we have no raya from this that machlokas that the tenufa is eina osazika, and that's why it remains unresolved whether tenufa is osazika or tenufa is not osazika. So now the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yochanan and said that, yeah, shechita those for sure osazika. So says Gemara, ushechita osazika, is it true that shechita creates this bind between the kifsei atzeres and the shtei lechem to the point that if you lose the lechem after you shechted the kifsei atzeres, the kvasim themselves become pusil and need to be burnt, meaning that the zika is so strong that if one gets ruined, the other one is going to be ruined? Ura minhi, I'll ask you a stira on that from a brisa. When it comes to a carbon toda, ad shelo shechata nifras lachma, if let's say before you shechted the animal of the carbon toda, one of the loaves of the carbon toda became became broken and therefore becomes pasul. It's a mishnah we're going to have later on. Nadaf ayin zayinam beis atashnis from a pasuk v'hikriv mimenu echad mikol carbon truma l'Hashem, and we darshan echad that you're not allowed to be toreim l'kohen from a parus, and it needs to be shalem. So therefore, all 40 loaves of bread become pasul when one of them breaks. That's something we learned from the lechem apanim that the brisa says from the in the back on daf yud beis. From the fact that it says Kodesh Kodashim Hu, that if one of the chalos of the lechem apanim become broken, they all become pasul. Since the lachme toda are a mincha like the lechem apanim, so we learn that the same is true by lachme toda, that if one of them breaks, then all of them become pasul, then all 40 lachme toda become pasul. So the Braisa says that if prior to the shechita one of the lachme toda breaks, so yavi lechem acher, so you bring another 40 loaves in their place, v'shochet, and then you shech the carbon toda, and everything's going to be kosher. But misha shchato nifras lachma, let's say you already shechted the animal, and now the bread of the carbon toda breaks, and all 40 loaves are now ruined, so you can't be makar of the carbon as a toda. Hadam yizorek, you take the dam of the carbon, you zorek it on the mizbeach, as a shlamim, v'abasar ye'achel, and you eat the basar of that carbon. Rabbi Kivyeg quotes from Maria Alpan Kandari, like a carbon shlamim, meaning the basar is ye'achal, for shnei yamim v'layla echad, like a carbon shlamim, and not like a todo, which is only yom v'layla. Not everyone agrees to that part. V'idei nidra lo yatza. And the neder that you were mechayiv yourself to bring a carbon todo, you're not yotzei, because a carbon todah requires lechem. And since all the lechem became pasul, you don't have lechem. So now you need to bring another carbon todah. So what happens if the lechem gets ruined after the shechita? So the lechem is all gone. One lechem is ruined. They're all gone. They're all ruined. And you continue with the blood of that carbon as if it were a shlamim. And now you still need to bring another carbon todah. Va'lechem pasul. And that lechem is pasul. It's asur ba'achila. You're not allowed to bring other lechem in its place. Nizrak Hadam, what if you not only already did the Shechita, you did the Shechita and you did the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Todah, and then the Lechem became broken. One of the Lachmei Todah breaks and it ruins all of them. But the Zrika was already Matir Ba'achila, so when the Lechem was still Shalem, so the Lechem is there for Kasher, and you are Yotzei your Neder. But when it comes time to be Toreim and give one Challah of each of the four types to a Kohen, which is what you're supposed to do with the four types of lachmei todah, tori min hashalem al paros. Make sure that which you give to the kohen is a complete lechem, meaning one of the lachmei todah may have broken, and that may have ruined all 40 of them. So make sure that what you give to the kohen is a shalem and is not a paros. So the brisa explains another din about lachmei todah. Ad shalosh chata yata lachma. Let's say before you did the shechita, the lechem left outside the walls of Yerushalayim. So that's another psul. That happens, not that it broke, it left the walls of Yerushalayim. The Gemara Maseches Makos Dashon from Pasuk Basar Basad the Trefalos Chelu, that anything that goes outside of its mechitza, of the mechitza where you're allowed to eat it, like kachem that leaves the Azara, kachem kalim that leaves Yerushalayim, becomes pasul and becomes asur ba'achila. So the lachmei todah that has a din of kachem kalim, if it leaves Yerushalayim, it's going to become pasul. So what do? Machnisa, bring the lechem into the walls of Yerushalayim. It did not become pasul. Why? Because so long as you haven't shechted the karban, it's not really lachmei todah. What makes it lachmei todah is the shechita of the karban todah. So if you didn't do the shechita yet, it's just lachem that happened to be asur, but it's not lachmei todah. So v'shochet, and then you shecht the karban todah, and everything's going to be fine. But mishashchata yotza lachma, let's say you already did the shechita, and then the lechem leaves Yerushalayim, now all 40 loaves become pasul. So you're not able to bring it as a todah. So because once the loaves are pasul, the animals pasul. So what do you do with this dam? The animal's already shechted. Hadam yizorek. Yizorek the dam on the mizbeach like a carbon shlamim. V'abasar ye'achel. And you eat the basar like a carbon shlamim. V'idei nidra lo yotze. And you weren't yotze. The neder of bringing a carbon todah. And you have to bring another carbon todah in its place. V'alechem pasul. And the lechem is pasul. And you're not able to bring another lechem in its place. Nizrak hadam. Let's say you were already zorek the dam, and then the lechem leaves Yerushalayim. The zrika was already matir the lechem ba'achila, and at the time that the zrika happened, the lechem was inside Yerushalayim. So the lechem that stays in Yerushalayim is kasher. But whatever's in Yerushalayim is kasher. But when you're going to give to the kohen, torim mimasha bifnim al shabachutz. Make sure that the loaves you give to the kohen are the good ones, are the ones that are inside Yerushalayim. So the very parallel halacha to the halacha about one of the lachmei todah breaking is the halacha of one of the lachmei todah going outside of Yerushalayim. Becomes ruined in one way or the other. Now another din about the lachmei todah. Ad shalosh chata, we'll talk about a third possible way lachmei todah can get ruined and the timing of the ruining of that lechem. Ad shalosh chata, nitma lachma. Let's say one of the lachmei todah becomes tamei before you shechted the behema. So maybe lechem acher v'shochet. Get another other lechem that's not tameh, and then shecht the karban, and the karban is going to be kosher. Misha shchata, but if you already shechted the karban, and then nitma lachma, and then the lechem became tameh, hadam yizarik, so yizarik the dam on the mizbeach, having in mind that it's that l'shem karban todah, v'abasar ye'achel, and the basar gets eaten as a karban todah, v'idei nidro yatza, and your yotzei the neder, even though the lechem is tameh. Whoa, this is different. This is not like the previous two halachos. At the time of the shechita, it was already already ruined. So why is it that it counts as a carbon toda when it was ruined by being broken or by being yotzel chutz l'mechitzasa? We said, no, now it has to shift into a carbon shlamim because you don't have the lechem, and therefore the shechita has to be l'shem carbon shlamim. No, but over here, when it became tamei, oh, go ahead, bring it as a carbon toda. Why? Shatzitz meratza ala tamei. Because the tzitz is machshir, the zrikas dam of a carbon that became tamei, and makes it a kosher carbon toda. Va'lechem pasul, the lechem that became tamei itself is pasul ba'achila. It's also ba'achila. It's pasul because it's tamei. Nizrak adam, if the dam is was already nizrak and then the lechem became tamei, so it's all kosher except the those loaves that are tamei and tori minatar ala tamei. So when you give to the kohen, make sure what you give to the kohen are the tahor loaves of bread and not the tamei loaves of bread. So all of that is the brisa. So now says the Gemara, what are we utilizing this brisa for? In what way is this brisa going to be problematic for Rabbi Yochanan? If you, Rabbi Yochanan, are correct that everybody holds bananas, Rabbi Kiva, everybody holds that once the shechita happens, it creates a zika between the lechem and the karban, and therefore if one of them gets lost, the other one becomes pasul, and pasul means you can't be makrovit. Kiva du huskuku. Once the toda and the lechem are husku zelazeb shechita, once they become linked to one another, bound to one another with a shechita, the ifsulei lechem, and the lechem becomes pasul. Ti pasul nami toda. The toda should also become pasul, and you should not be able to be zarek the dam even l'shem karban shlamim. It should be pasul. The brisa and the brisa says not that way. The brisa says that even if the lechem became pasul after the shechita, the carbon is going to be kosher. So you see, not like Rabbi Yochanan said that the shechita creates this zika that binds them together. And if the lechem becomes lost after the shechita, the kvasim become pasul. So the answer is Gemara, no. Shiny toda, carbon toda is different. Drachmana kar yashlamim. That the Torah itself calls the carbon toda a shlamim as well. In Parshas Tzav, when it talks about carbon toda, it says, uvisar zevach todas shlomav biyom carbon toda yechal yaniach menu ad boker. And therefore we darshin that mashlam craven below lechem. Just like a carbon shlamim can be brought without lechem, avtoda craven below lechem. So too, a carbon toda can be brought without lechem. So even though it's called a toda at the time it's called a toda when there is kosher lechem that goes along with it, and then you do bring it with the lechem, if the lechem becomes pasul, the toda reverts back into becoming a carbon shlamim, which never has lechem associated with it, so it doesn't just go to become pasul. A carbon toda whose lechem gets ruined does not become pasul, doesn't get cancelled. The carbon toda whose lechem gets ruined gets downgraded to a regular carbon shlamim. But the kivsei atzeres that goes with the shtei alechem, the kivsei atzeres that are brought in shavuos with the shtei alechem, they're only called the shlamim when they're with the lechem. There's no pasuk to tell me that even when there's no lechem that they're called the shlamim like you have by the karban toda. And therefore, once the shechita happens, there is a zika, and if the lechem becomes pasul after you shecht the kivsei atzeres, you cannot be zorik the dam. The whole rest of the carbon, not even the shame of carbon shlamim, not even the shame of some other carbon, the whole thing, all the kvasim, just simply become pasul. Okay, so now says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, im timtzalomar, tenufa sazika. We had this suffix earlier, whether the tenufa, the kivsei atzeres with the shtei alechem, will create a sense of zika between the two of them. Let's assume that that's true, that tenufa sazika. So avad alechem, avdu kvasim, avad alechem. The din is that if you lose the lechem after the tenufa, well then you've lost the kvasim, and you have to bring other lechem and kvasim. And if you lose the kvasim after the tenufa, well then you lost the lechem as well, and you're going to have to bring other lechem and kvasim. So the imtim salomar, but if you can say that the alech is like the second side of the suffix of the Bnei Yisrael, tenufa eino osazika, and that tenufa is not osazika, Kilos Hazika, and the whatever's left over it does not become pasul when the other, when its partner sort of becomes ruined after the Tanufa. That only Shechita Zos Hazika, the Tanufa itself, does not generate that Zika. Hevi Lechem Kvasim. If you brought the Shteya Lechem and the Kvasim, V'hunfu, and you already did the Tanufa, V'avar Alechem, and now the Lechem is gone. V'hevi Lechem Acher. So you bring other Lechem to join up with these Kvasim. Meaning, if you assume that tenufa is eino osazika, and therefore, when the lechem gets lost, you could still use these kvasim. Yeah, you could use these kvasim, but you need to replace the lechem. When you replace that lechem, do you do a new tenufa on that lechem? Or do you say, no, I did the tenufa already with the old lechem. So I was ready, yotzi, the mitzvah of tenufa. Or do you say, no, the old lechem is gone. So I need to do tenufa with the new lechem together with the kifsei atzeres. So the Gemara says, why is it that we're only mesupak when it comes to avad halechem, that the lechem got lost? Avdu kvasim lo tibaylach. Apparently, we didn't have a suffix. What if the kvasim get lost and you replace the kvasim? Do we need to do a new tenufa? That we're not. We don't have a shaila about tivade by tenufa. For that, we say you for sure need tenufa in such a case, because that's where it says tenufa in the pasuk. Mekiti baylach avad halechem. The whole shaila is only when the lechem gets lost after the tenufa, and you bring another lechem, if that lechem requires tenufa. And according to Ben Nanas, we also don't have a suffix that you for sure don't need to do a tenufa on the new replacement lechem. Damar kvasim ikker, because Ben Nanas holds that the kvasim are the ikker. The kvasim are that which is makiv the lechem. The lechem is not makiv the kvasim. You could even bring the kvasim without lechem. So since the kvasim were already waived, no need to waive again on account of the lechem. The lechem is not the ikker. So you could the fact that you didn't do tenufa on the new lechem is no big deal. Kiti bayilach lo shaili is alibid rekiva damer lechem iker is only within the shitas Rabbi Akiva that the lechem is the primary part of the shtei lechem of the kifsei atzeres of that korban, that the lechem is ma'akev the kvasim. You can never bring the kvasim without the lechem. So mice. Now we're not sure. Kiven the lechem iker bayit tenufa. Do we say that since the lechem is the iker, this new lechem needs to go through a tenufa? Oh dilma kiven the matirin didei. Kvasim ninu lo tzarich tenufa, or do we say since the kvasim are what's matir the lechem ba'achilu the kohanim, and the kvasim were already waived, so you don't need a new tenufa? So take the Gemara does not resolve this question either. So again, the question was when you already did the tenufa on the first set of lechem, and you're assuming the tenufa did not create a zika, and that set of lechem gets lost, so you're going to replace that set of lechem. Do you do a new tenufa on the new set of lechem? And the Gemara is not sure, Alibi Rabbi Akiva, whether you would or would not. So now the Gemara discusses differences that you have in karbanos that are brought with shtei lechem, the different karbanos that are brought together with the shtei lechem on Shavuos. As we said, kifsei atzeres are brought together with shtei lechem, but there's a whole bunch of other karbanos that are brought on Shavuos. What's their connection to the shtei lechem? Is it only the kifsei atzeres that have some sort of link, some sort of connection to the shtei lechem? What about all the other karbanos of Shavuos? So I'm Abaye L'Rava. Maishna shnei kvasim demekadshi lechem umaakvi umaishna shiv kvasim upar ve'elim delo mekadshi lechem velo maakvi. Why is it only the shnei kvasim that are brought as a carbon shlam together with the shtei lechem that they're makdish the lechem? When you shech those two shnei kvasim, that's what's makdish the lechem, and they're ma'akev the lechem, that they create a zika when you shecht it between them and the lechem. Why don't we say the same thing about all the other animals that are brought on Shavuos? So Amalei, hol v'husku zel zeh b'tenufa. So Rava says to Abaye, the reason that kvasim are mekadesh and ma'akev v'lechem is because they need each other, because there's a mitzvah that you can only do with the two of them together, and that is tenufa. We don't do tenufa with any of the other animals and the shtei lechem. We only do tenufa with the kifsei atzeres and the shtei lechem, and that tells you that there's some sort of connection between the two of them, and that's why it's dafka these animals that impact the lechem. So says Gemara, Vare Toda, Zelo Husku Zelazeh B'Tenufa, Mekacho Ma'akva. But wait a second, is that necessarily an indicator? The fact that there's a mitzvah of Tenufa that you do with the two of them, only that indicates that there is a connection between them? What about a regular carbon todah? A regular carbon todah has 40 loaves of bread and it has a behemah that you bring. There's no tenufa that's done, and yet there is that connection. The shechita of the carbon is of the carbon todah is mekadesh the lachmei todah, and the carbon is ma'akev the lachmei todah. You don't bring the 40 loaves of bread alone without the carbon. So don't you see that the din that it's mekadesh and ma'akev is not totally on doing a tenufa together? So we're back to our question. What's so special about the kifsei atzeres that it's only the kifsei atzeres that are connected to the shtei alechem and not all the other animals that we bring on Shavuos? Ella, so says Gemara, the reason that it's dafka the kifsei atzeres that are mekadesh and ma'akev the shtei alechem and not the olos is because the din of the karbanos that are brought with the shtei alechem is kitoda. It has a din just like the karban toda, meaning we compare it to karban toda. Matoda shlamim avachnami shlamim. Just like karban toda, where we see that there is clearly a link between the lechem and the behema, and that behema is a shlamim. So to on Shavuos, when there's a link between a behema and the shtei alechem, it has to be a behema that is a shlamim, and only the kivsei atzeres are shlamim. So it says more midami. You can compare the shtei alechem to the to karban toda. Hasam lekazvach machrina ba'day. You know why the karban toda only a shlamim is linked with the lachmei toda? Because that's the only animal there is. That's the only thing that goes along with the toda. But on Shavuos, there's a whole bunch of different types of karbanos that are brought on Shavuos, and so maybe they're all linked to the shtei alechem. Ella, so says Gemara, we have to come up with a third reason. How do I know that the kivsei ashlamim are mekadesh and ma'akev the shtei alechem, and all the other olos that you bring on Shavuos are not mekadesh and ma'akev the lechem? It's because the din of the karbanos that are brought the shtei alechem is ke'el nazir, that we compare it to the el nazir, that ma'el nazir, just like the shlamim of a nazir, aval gavdi ikos vach machrini, even though the nazir brings other karbanos as well, shlamim udu mekadshi, that it's only the shlamim that are mekadesh the lechem midi achrini lo hachanami lo shna. So over here also it's only the shlamim, and by a nazir there actually are other types of karbanos, and still it's only the shlamim that links up with the lechem. So v'hasam minalan, great, but how do you know that by el nazir? How do you know this din that it's dafka the shlamim that's mekadesh the lechem is true by the nazir? So it says Mara Titania. Oh, that we have a brisa that teaches us that based on a pasuk that by a nazir who brings his karbanos on the day of the completion of his nazirus in Parshas Naso, it says v'sa'ayil ya'aseh zevach shlamim la'Hashem al salamatzos melamed shasal b'chov la'ayil shchitas ayil mekadshan, that the sal of matzos is a chiyuv to bring with the ayil that's brought as the shlamim, and the shchit of the ayil is mekadesh those matzos. Lefichach shchato shelo lishma lo kitcho alechem, and therefore if you shech that el shlamim shelo lishma, you shech that l'shem some other carbon, the lechem is not going to become kadosh, because the pasuk says zevach shlamim la'Hashem al salamatzos, that if the shchita was done la'Hashem l'shem the carbon shlamim, the lechem is miskadesh. But if it was not if the shchita was not done l'shem shlamim, the lechem is not miskadesh. Ah, so now that I see that by nazir, that by nazir it's only the shlamim that links with the bread, that links with the salmatos, so the same must be true by the kifsei atzeres, that it's only that by the shtei alechem rather, that it's only the kifsei atzeres which are a shlamim that link with the shtei alechem. Okay, so the third answer is the one that we stick with. So now the Gemara explains the din of shtei alechem when they're brought on their own without the kvasim. Tan Rabban, shtei alechem abos b'fnei atzman. Let's say you didn't have kvasim. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem, and therefore you could bring the lechem without them. So yunfu, the halacha is that you should be main of them in order to be matir the tevua chadasha for menachos to uber to rasan. But then wait until they become possible belina. Wait till nightfall they become possible till the next morning they become possible belina. V'yasul beis reifa. You don't eat that shtei alechem. You bring it because you need it in order to be matir the chadash, right? It's the carbon omer is matir the chadash for us to eat, for people to be able to eat the new tevua chadasha. But to be able to bring karbanos from the tevua chadasha, you need the shtei alechem of Shavuos. That's the carbon that's matir new grain for karbanos mincha. So you need to do it. You need to do the tenufa of this of the shtei alechem. But you can't eat it. So you have to have Ibur Tzura, and then you burn it. So ask the Gemara, why do you have to wait until they become possible lina before you burn it? Manavshach, ilach ila asin, if you can say that even the Shtei Alechem that are brought independently without the Kvasim can be eaten by Kohanim, because you don't need the Shechit of the Kvasim to be matter them by Achila. So lichlinu, let them eat it. Why do you have to wait for Psalina and burn it? And ila Shefa asin, and if you can say that since they're alone without the Zevach, so they have to be burnt, so good, Shrofen Eli Alter. They already don't have a Zevach, so burn them. Lamalu Ibur Tzura. Why do you need to wait till, meaning if it really needs to be burnt, you shouldn't need to wait for Ibur Tzura. And if it doesn't really need to be burnt, don't do Ibur Tzura. Eat it. So says Mar Amrabba, Liolam La'achila Asin. Really, the Shtei Alechem that are brought on their own without a Zevach, they need to be, they're supposed to be eaten by Kohanim, and the reason they're not is Gzer Midrabbanan. Gzer Shami is Damilam Kvasim L'Shana Abba, because maybe next year you're going to have Kvasim. V'yomer, and the Kohanim are going to say, you know, Ishtaked, last year, Lo Achalnu Lechem below Kvasim. We didn't eat the Shtei Alechem without Kvasim to be mat to them. We didn't eat the Shtei Alechem below Kvasim that were mat to them. We ate them below Kvasim. And therefore the lechem is mutba achila even without the kvasim being matir them. So achshav nami nechel. Now also this year we should eat the shtei alechem without the kvasim, and they're not going to bring the kifsei shlamim with the shtei alechem. Vinu lo yadi, but they're not going to realize that you cannot learn from last year where they ate the lechem without the kvasim. Tishtaked lo havu kvasim. Last year they didn't have kvasim, so inu shari nafshayu. So the matir, the shtei alechem, was itself. It was able to be matir itself. But hashadik kvasim. But this year you actually have kvasim. Kvasim udeshar luhu. It's the kvasim that's matir the lechem ba'achila. And prior to being makir of them, you can't eat the lechem. And therefore, the shtei alechem, when shtei alechem brought on their own, we don't allow eating it. Rather, we burn it. But you can't burn it right away. You have to wait until there's a psulina, because midoraisa, you really are allowed to eat it. It's just that we're afraid of what's going to happen next year. So that's why we wait for Ibur Tzura, and then we burn it the next day. Amar Rabba, mina aminala. How do I know that Shtei Alechem that are brought without a Zevach on a Darais level could be eaten by Kohanim? Ditnan, because the Mishnah says Masechta Shkalim. Amar Yehuda, Heid ben Bukhri, Biyavna ben Bukhri, who's made in Yavna, that kol Kohen Sheshokel, Eino Chote, that any Kohen that brings a Machsa Shekel is not sinning, that even though Kohanim are Pater from Machsa Shekel, Lechora, if their Shkalim should be Chulin, if they're Pater from Machsa Shekel. And since they're bringing from the Shkalim, they use these Shkalim to bring Karbanos Tzibur, L'chora, that should be Chulin Ba'azara. Nevertheless, he's not a Chote for bringing the Machsa Shekel, because the Kohanim give their Shekel as a Matana to the Tzibur. So I'm Lord Rabbi Yochman Zakir said to Ben Bukhri, Loki, not that the Kohanim are Pater of Machsa Shekel, El Kol Kohen She'enu Shokel Chote. Any Kohen who does not give Machsa Shekel is a Chote. They're Chayiv in Machsa Shekel. Ella, why is it that the Kohanim not always give Machsa Shekel? Shokanim Dorshim Nikras Eliatzman. The Kohanim made a drasha in their own favor to benefit themselves in a dishonest way. The pasuk says V'kol Milchas Kohen Kaliel Tiyeh Lo Seachel. So they darshan Hovel Va'omer Shtei Alechem V'Lechem Apanim Shalanu Ein. Since the Omer and the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim are ours anyway, they're bought with the Machsa Shekel money, and the Kohanim are shutfim in them. So Heich Ne'achalin. How could they get eaten? They're Milchas Kohen. So Kohanim must not be chayiv in machsa shekel. But this drasha that the Kohanim are making is an untrue drasha, because it doesn't say in Israel chila by a minchas kohen, only by any minchas kohen. It's only a mincha that a kohen himself brings, not by a korban tzibur, a korban tzibur that a kohen has a portion of. There's no Israel chila. Therefore, a kohen who doesn't bring the machsa shekel is a chote. So the rabbi explains his raya now. Hani shtei alechem, the shtei alechem that are eaten by the Kohanim, where the Kohanim learned for themselves that they're Pater from Machsa Shekel, Hei Chidami, what are we talking about over here? Ilem b'bosim ha-zevach, if we're talking about Shtei Alechem that came together with the Kifsei HaShlamim, with the Zevach, Atu Toda v'lachma, Milo menadvi Kohanim ba'achlilu, does the Karmen Toda and its Lechem also not get donated by Kohanim and get eaten? Do Kohanim, are Kohanim not misnadei v'Karmen Toda and eat the Lechem of the Lachmei Toda with it? Certainly the Lachmei Toda of a Kohen get eaten. So since the Shtei Alechem are brought with Kvasim, it is very similar to a Karmen Toda, which is brought together with Lechem, so we should also not say the Isra of Achila of the Minchas Kohen, and therefore you should not say that the Kohanim brought a raya to patur themselves from Machzor Shekel from that, because that would be a terrible raya. No one would have ever bought what they were trying to say. Elulav b'bos b'fnei atzma. No, it must be that their raya was about shtei alechem that are brought on their own without a zevach. V'katani heichein nechalin al melachila asyan. And their whole raya is, ooh, how could we eat such a thing? Ooh, that implies that they do eat such a thing. So you see that they get eaten. Samle Abaye says, li olam b'bolusim ha-zevach. No, the raya was from shtei alechem that are brought with the zevach. The kashalach mi todav alachma, you ask the kashal from todav alachma, that gets eaten. Lach mi todav lukri mincha, shtei alechem ikri mincha. Lach mi todav are not called a mincha, and therefore they're not included in the iser of a kol minchas koin kalil tia lo seyachel. The shtei alechem is called the mincha, shenemar, So I guess we'll stop there. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Rav Yosef Amar tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a
great day.
Good to see you last week, Chairman. Or this week, whenever
For
it was.
Sure. You got back safely.
Thanks.
Take care. Bye.